Agenda item number 6, Virginia Electric and Power Company.
Commissioner.
Good morning.
Virginia Electric and Power Company requests authorization to install guy wires and temporary access matting in tidal wetlands for the replacement of two H-frame towers associated with the replacement of an existing 115 kilovolt transmission lines that cross Bailey Creek and the western branch of Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. The project requires a wetlands and a subaqueous permit. Because the City of Chesapeake rescinded the Wetlands Act, you are acting today as the Wetlands Board, as well as hearing for the subaqueous crossing. A public hearing was held for the wetlands portion here at the VMRC on February 16th. The only people in attendance were Anna Lambert of Angler Environmental and I. No public comment was made. Okay, so both crossings are in Chesapeake. The northern circle that you can see there is Bailey's Creek, and the southern portion is Western Branch Elizabeth River. And then you can't see it very well, but the current crossings are on the aerial picture there. So for the first crossing over Bailey Creek, there will be permanent impacts to tidal wetlands associated with guy wires that will be screwed into the wetland for the supporting wires. There's also 461 square feet of temporary impacts from timber matting for construction access, and 183 linear feet of aerial crossing over the creek in the same footprint that it is now. And then here is the plan view of the green circle is the existing H-frame tower, and the orange circle is the new H-frame tower, or the proposed new. And then the guy wires are those tiny circles there in front. Here's some shots from the field. The first is from the existing H-frame, as well as the crossing over Bailey Creek. The second crossing over Western Branch Elizabeth River will also have permanent guy wire impacts, 387 square feet of temporary impacts from timber matting, and 205 linear feet of aerial crossing over the Western Branch Elizabeth River. And there is your plan view as well with the new and the existing H-frames. Both areas, the wires are going to be, the crossings are going to be higher than the existing crossings. So currently, over Goose Creek, the wire is 34.5 feet above mean high water. The proposed wire will be at 36 feet. And over Bailey Creek, the existing wire is 25 feet. And the new wire will be 39 feet above mean high water. So we don't see any problems with navigation. So staff recommends approval of the project conditional upon the restoration of the wetlands impacted by temporary matting and construction activities during the following growing season. The guy wire impacts are nominal as they will only be small screws in the ground to connect the support wires. The proposed aerial line crossing at both sites will be higher than the existing line and will be in the same general footprint. Therefore, staff feels that no compensation is necessary for the minimal wetlands impacts and recommends a royalty at $3 per linear foot for the crossing of the new line over 388 linear feet of state-owned submerged land. I'm here to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Is the applicant present or represented? Swear to you. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Anna Lambert with Angler Environmental.
What would you like to add?
I have nothing to add.
Any questions from the commission? That was easy. Thank you. Anybody in the audience wish to be heard in this matter, either in favor or against this proposal? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine.
Motion to accept staff recommendation for approval of item number 6.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Project is approved.